This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is phasing out COVID-19 vaccination sites by the end of the month. Health officials say most vaccines will be administered in traditional healthcare settings like pharmacies and doctor's offices. The decision reflects the state's most relaxed policies as the Omicron wave subsides. Nearly 70% of Colorado's eligible population has gotten two doses of the vaccine. Primary care providers hope the recent dip in COVID cases lets them catch their collective breath. CPR's John Daly explains.
Through the pandemic, they faced a dizzying array of issues, from extreme financial stress to staff turnover to being a key source for guidance or vaccinations. Dr. Shen Nagel, a pediatrician in Wheat Ridge, says the pandemic forced clinics to be resilient, but he worries about his young patients.
I hope they come out of this more resilient. I think at the moment, it feels like they're still trying to crawl out from under it.
One big concern is about the mental health of this COVID generation. Last year, Children's Hospital Colorado declared a state of emergency in youth mental health. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
CSU's women's basketball team is in the Women's National Invitation Tournament. The Rams play at the University of Portland on Friday night. Three other Mountain West teams, Air Force, Wyoming, and New Mexico, are also in. Air Force plays at the University of San Francisco Thursday evening. It is 68 degrees in Denver, 48 in Vail. This is CPR News.